ladies and gentlemen, and especially my wonderful constituents, welcome. Welcome to the grand opening of what is, I'm sure you will agree, the most ambitious, the most extensive, and importantly, the most needed public works project in our great nation's history. You know, had you asked me 5 years ago if we could have accomplished so much in such a short period of time, I would have said, there's nothing that together we can't overcome. But the scale, the ambition, the sheer volumes needed, well, let's just say, I wouldn't have believed it was really possible. Of course, I didn't know then that the military reauthorization would hinge on just one little vote. I hope this project, this endeavor, this grand undertaking serves as inspiration. This project started as a crazy idea, a pipe dream you might call it, amongst myself and a few of my closest female friends. And there were doubters, of course there were. It's logistically impossible, they said. It would take a whole generation to fuel it, they said. It's just a metaphor, they said. To them, to the skeptics, to the doubters, to the lovers of civil liberties, I say this. We have pulled together as a community. We have worked. We have given up our sons and our daughters, and we have built this thing. It hasn't been without sacrifice. We know this. A river of cum needs a source. And our young men have given, and still give, generously, continuously, sometimes painfully, for where is pride without sacrifice? And our young women employed continuously to keep our beautiful river flowing. They have given so much. Some have said, we have machines. Do you really need the young women too? To that I say, machines? We all know who makes machines. China makes machines. Germany makes machines. Are we going to fuel our last, our greatest, our ultimate national monument with foreign machines? No. I say no. We will not. And we've heard the talk. Our young people could be productive, could be growing food or building houses. They could be making babies, our next generation. Instead, they are chained, literally, to a river production point. Our boys milked endlessly. Our girls on their knees, blowing one young man after the other, draining cock after cock into our glorious river. And so I remind you, every young man, every young woman who has given up a year to this, our greatest undertaking, has done so willingly, employed safely and securely, very well secured indeed by the Kwango, the quasi non-governmental organization, founded by a private benevolent group of like-minded citizens. And you will agree, I am sure, that when the market demands a river of cum, and when the market is then prepared to supply that river of cum, the role of government can only be to facilitate, to support, and ultimately, to get out of the way. That is what makes this nation great. The greatest nation on earth, blessed by God. Now, on the doorstep of a new era for our state, for our nation, I stand before you, humbled. Humbled by the will, the public spirit, the dedication, the sheer volume of cum you have all given. This isn't about me and my needs, my insatiable needs. No, this is about you and your willingness to give. And so, I salute you. Thank you. And remember, Bonsoir Anxiety 2024. Young man, come here. That's right, come here. Look me in the eye when I talk to you. What did you think of my speech? Speak up now. Look me in the eye and tell me, what did you think of my speech? Stirring, huh? Are you excited by all this? Are you? Oh, it's so cute the way you stammer. You are a sweet thing. And not hard to look at either. So then tell me, young man, why are you here listening to me speak and not at the Riverhead supporting our project? Not public-spirited? Your mom didn't think to volunteer you? Orphaned, is it? Oh, my poor dear. It seems you need a mommy. Clarissa, get me the paperwork on the orphan 501c3. Now, Clarissa. In the fucking red folder, Clarissa. Unbelievable. Thank you. Here, honey. I will take great care of you. All you need to do is sign here and here, and I can be your loving, tender mommy. Would you like that? Would you? It doesn't matter that you're over 18. Better in some ways. That's it. Just sign there. You don't need to read it. You can trust me. I'm a senator after all. Oh, my good boy. What a good boy signing mommy's paper. You get a big kiss. Mwah, for that. Do you like that? Do you like when mommy kisses you? In front of all these ladies? I bet you do. You know, I couldn't help but notice the way your eyes followed me while I was speaking. They seemed to be following certain parts of me. Even now, you're having trouble looking me in the eye. Is that right? Are you having trouble looking in my eyes, baby boy? What is it? Has something caught your attention? I think it has. I think something has caught your attention. Something round and soft and jiggly. That's it, isn't it? You like the way my tits move under this suit? I know you do. I'll tell you a little secret, darling. I'm not wearing a bra. In fact, I never do in public. Polling indicates I get a 1.2 point differential when I don't wear one. So better for me and better for you. Would you like to feel mommy's soft, warm, full tits, darling? Would you? Then come here. That's it. Slide your hand in mommy's jacket. Do you like that? Can you feel how full my tits are? How hard the nipple is? You can pull on it gently now. Oh, that's it. Oh, I can see you licking your lips. You want to taste them, don't you, baby? You do. I know you do. But we aren't going to do that now. Maybe later, if you're a good boy. We're going on a little tour, that's where. Would you like that? Would you like to see our new river? It's so amazing, little one. I'm confident you'll love it just as much as I do. Well, almost as much. Would you like that? To take a little tour with me? Would you? I can see something poking up there in your pants. Come here. Yes. That is a hard cock. My favorite kind, really. Do you like it when mommy rubs your hard cock through your pants? Speak up now, baby boy. Do you like it? I can see you do. Is that a little moan threatening to escape your mouth? Let it free, boy. Yes, that's it. Oh, the ladies are gonna like you so much. Aren't you, ladies? Come with me. Now, baby boy, we've all seen the river, our beautiful, pearly white river. But how close have you gotten? I thought not. Men are oddly hesitant. They all love to come so much, but then... Come here. Come on. That's it. Closer. I said closer. I see this will take a bit of hands-on work. Pants off. No isn't an option, baby boy. Are you going to be a good boy for me, or are you going to make me have Clarissa spank you over her knee? I'm afraid you'll find that paperwork you signed means I can, in fact, spank you. Darling boy, that's the least of it. Now, are you taking your pants off, or am I? Well, that's better. That's a good boy. Shirt, too. Get it all off. My, that is a pretty cock. I can't help but notice that you are rock hard. So maybe it isn't so bad for you. Here, naked, in front of your new mommy and these ladies, about to see firsthand how beautiful a river of cum can be. Need more encouragement? I can manage that. See, I know a thing or two about boys, about how to get them excited enough to do what mommy says, how to make them into my good, my best boys. Does that excite you, my beautiful boy, to see your mommy licking and sucking this hard, hard cock? Does it make your head spin? Can you feel it? Can you feel the pressure? Can you feel my soft, wet tongue? How I lick, how I suck, how I move over the tip, down the shaft. Can you feel the pressure in your balls? Are they filling with cum? Getting ready to blast out. Can you tell you're about to come? Well, so can I. And we can't have that, can we? Not yet. Now, come with me right up to the edge of this river. Oh, my good, good boy. So compliant. Isn't he compliant, ladies? Just like I knew you'd be. What a treasure. Now, here. Come here. Let's not let you cool down here. We'll need you incentivized for the next part. Clarissa, give me some lotion. Because no one likes a dry hand job, Clarissa. Jesus. What the fuck did I hire you for? Thank you. Now, baby boy, come here. How is that? Is that nice? Are you staying hot? Are you staying desperate for mommy? Oh, that's it, baby. Just moan for mommy. Now, here. Let me just get my hand. See that, baby boy? A nice finger full of our new national resource. It's delicious, baby boy. It's everything I'd hoped it would be. I know some people can't understand why I'd need an entire river of cum, but they just don't get it at all. There will never be enough. This will just have to do. An ocean is out of reach for the time being. A river is hard to sustain. A pool or a lake would have been easier, of course. A river requires a continuous source, baby boy. Not just an initial contribution. Would you like to contribute, my beautiful, good boy? Would you like to help supply our continuous source? Oh, but baby, your head is shaking no, but your hard cock, your thrusting hips are saying, yes, mommy, yes. Which is it? Do you want to come for mommy and be my good boy? Or do you want to be a disappointment? Come for mommy or betray your country? You do, don't you? You want to come for mommy. You want to give up your cum to our amazing river. And then you want Clarissa to take you up to the source and get you settled. Show you all the pretty young women ready to make you feel so good. To lick you and suck you and milk you dry. And then milk you some more. And then some more. I can see that you do. Let's do it then. Come for mommy. Come into the river. Let it all out. That's it. Let all that cum go. You can do it. Come. Come for mommy. Relax. Release. Oh, oh, my beautiful boy. So wonderful, so much. Wow. Oh, look, you got a bit on my hand. I'm sure you'll learn in the days and months and years to come to get it all in the river. But as a little reminder, to help you learn, come here. So trusting. That's a good boy. Now open your mouth. I don't like that. Good boys don't shake their heads at their mommies. Open that mouth. Clarissa! Spank that boy! Spank him till he opens his fucking mouth! Well, if you didn't bring a paddle, use your goddamn hand, for fuck's sake, Clarissa! Ready to open that mouth? I thought you might be. Stick out that tongue. I'm just going to place these sticky fingers on your tongue. That's all. That's all, baby boy. Now suck. Suck my fingers clean. I know you don't like it. That's the point. You boys and your fear of cum. Pathetic, really. That's it. That's a good boy. Such a good, good boy. Licking up his cum. And look, all gone. Good boy. Clarissa, take this boy to the Riverhead and get him set up. You have the fucking paperwork. I swear to God, Clarissa, I'm gonna enroll you in milking support if you don't pull it together. Me? The ladies and I are gonna go for a swim.